this week I sat producer Jason down for a coffee taste test to see if he could discern between your standard cup of joe and really, really good coffee.
First, I'm going to subject you to our year out of date coffee blend, pre-ground coffee blend that I made with tap water. So,
our artisanally aged coffee.
Oh.
It's been beautifully aging in a wooden cabinet for the past year.
Check this and make sure that it's coffee. Can you confirm that is coffee?
It has a vague scent of coffee.
Yeah. Mostly water, a little bit of bean in there.
Very watery. Yes,
okay.
This.
Yeah.
This okay. May even go as far as being coffee flavored water.
Maybe it's worse coffee than usual. I may have like stacked the deck against the standard coffee. I'm sorry, America.
It's certainly reminiscent of the normal coffees that I've been subjected to. So you're not far off.
Okay, good. Okay. Let's go with the washed Colombian.
Well, it definitely has a stronger scent, and immediately I'm noticing not a strong normal coffee scent. I can definitely smell the coffee, but it's not what you would expect walking into a cafe. The immediate hit to the palate is very sweet, and it leaves an even sweeter aftertaste. And again, very sweet. Yeah, that's the biggest note there. It's very naturally sweet, and there's no sweetener in this.
There's no sweetener. That's black coffee. It seems to like kind of honestly surprise you how different the taste is from our standard coffee example.
Yeah, it's honestly sweet in a kind of strong way, but it's not too strong, and it's not bad. It's a smooth sweetness that is bold.
If you've never described coffee like this in your life, stick around. This week, we're grinding coffee down to its bare essentials to finally discover the perfect cup. Jason Card is the premier coffeeologist at Ology here in Tallahassee. That is not an official title or a real word,
so
but
more coffee in your coffee will make your drink taste more like coffee and less like coffee-flavored tap water.
Coffee's funny because it's like that like first thing you drink as an adult. Like even before you're 21, you're like, I'm an adult now, I'm going to work, I drink coffee. And so telling somebody that the coffee they've been drinking their entire life might not be the best coffee is tough.
Jason frames coffee a little bit like a science experiment in the sense that the flavor of a cup of coffee is downstream of a bunch of variables. We're going to circle back to those. Right now, we're starting from level zero coffeeology. That means ground coffee, hot water, coffee maker. How could that possibly go wrong?
I think the amount of coffee that people use is often like people don't use enough coffee, and then they're at least their coffee kind of weak. If you don't use enough coffee, it will probably be bitter and weak, which I feel like is the worst of both worlds.
Okay, so more coffee in your coffee will make your drink taste more like coffee and less like coffee flavored tap water. Will this make your coffee taste better? Yes. Will this make your coffee taste good? It'll be stronger.
I find that using like a tablespoon scoop of coffee for every like 3 ounces of water is a pretty good starting place. I once made coffee at my grandma's house and I was measuring scoops and she said, wow, I only use one scoop for that entire pot. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm using a lot of your coffee right now.
Like anything else, your coffee is only as good as the quality of your ingredients, but getting that quality flavor out of your ingredients and into your cup is more a matter of skill. Jason refers to this process as extraction.
So extraction is like pulling the flavor, using the water to pull the flavors out of a coffee.
The goal of extraction is to fall somewhere in the sweet spot. And yes, I am referring to a literal sweet spot. Think of this as a scale from sour to sweet to bitter. The less you extract from the coffee, the more sour it's going to be. And the more you extract from the coffee, the more bitter it's going to be. But if you can fall right in the middle, you can bring out that natural sweetness noted in the intro.
Very sweet, very naturally sweet.
You can think of extraction as a process that is the sum of a bunch of different variables, not all of which you need to know right now. If we take our level zero coffee flavored tap water as an example, that is a bitter coffee. That is coffee that has overshot the sweet spot and landed in less than favorable territory.
If you go if you get coffee in an office or a hotel, a lot of times they're just using the least amount of coffee that they can and putting a bunch of water through it, which makes it bitter because you're pulling out all the flavors past the point where you want to. And you, like I said, you want to pull out a certain amount, but you don't want to pull out everything that you can, because everything you can won't taste good.
But the simpler answer is probably that our pre-ground coffee didn't have much flavor to begin with.
When you smell a bag of coffee, it smells really good, but also all of that smell is lost flavor. It's up in the air already, you can't drink that. So if it's been ground for a really long time, there's probably not much smell left to it, and then there's a lot less flavor.
Okay, but what even is this flavor that we're talking about? You've probably had strong coffee, you've probably had weak coffee, but for the most part, it just tastes like coffee.
If you're drinking really commercial coffee, the notes are probably pretty generic. They're probably it tastes like coffee. It's a little bit bitter. It may be weak or strong, depending on how you brew it.
As we start to venture beyond our comfort zone of stale office coffee pot coffee, you'll start describing coffee as clean or round.
Part of the reason you blend coffees is to put the different flavors together in a way that it tastes more, I want to say round, but I don't know if that's even a useful explanation unless you drink a lot of coffee.
You'll start describing coffee as having notes of every fruit you can name.
Most of the time it 80% tastes like coffee. 20% it might taste like some of these other things. And I think people, when we describe things, we get a little overzealous. I remember somebody drinking a coffee and this tastes like straight blueberry juice. And it doesn't. It does not taste like blueberry juice. It tastes like coffee with some hints of something that does taste like blueberries. But it's not. It tastes like coffee, mostly. But when you drink a bunch of coffee, you kind of ignore the coffee taste part and you focus on the differences. But then when you explain that to a customer, it gets very confusing because they're like, I expected this to taste like juice and this tastes like coffee.
When you do expand your coffee palate, you can actually discern a lot of things just by taste. Case in point, one huge variable in the flavor profile of a coffee is related to something Jason calls processing.
So coffee's a fruit. It's a seed of a fruit, actually. So they pick the fruit, and then getting that seed out of the fruit is called processing it. They mostly fall into three categories, which are natural process, where you take the fruit and you dry it in the sun, or you dry it in an oven, you dry it somehow, and then you kind of peel the fruit off, get the seed out. So the natural ones tend to give you more kind of funky fruit flavors. You get berry notes, things like that. And then there's wash process, where you kind of squeeze, you put it in a mill and it kind of squeezes the seed out, and then you soak the seed underwater, and the natural yeast and bacteria in the water will remove the last of the fruit, and you'll have a seed. Then you dry the seed in the sun. It gives you a different kind of flavor. A really good wash coffee will give you more citrus, more milk chocolate, cleaner.
If you still have a hard time believing coffee like this is out there, then you're just gonna have to taste it to believe it. For that, Jason recommends you talk to your local coffeeologist.
I think the best thing that you can do is to go to a local coffee shop and try and find one where the people seem to know what they're talking about and they seem to care, and have them let you try a couple different things. Because I think that's the easiest way, instead of trying to buy a whole bunch of bags and brew them at home. Because they can probably give you some brewing tips too, and make it so you don't have less bad cups before you get to a good cup.
Thanks for listening to Speaking of, the Unbothered Edition from WFSU Public Media. New episodes drop every Thursday, and you can find them wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking of is produced with support from PRX and is made possible in part by a grant from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.